Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
4 o'clock today, the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Now, you can still make trades after that deadline. There's another deadline that comes. But players have to clear waivers. And generally speaking, the caliber of performance and the quality of the player available after the non-waiver trade deadline today is not going to be quite as prolific. So if you want to help your team, you want to go win a World Series, you're trying to improve your roster, today is, for the most part, the last day to bring in the impact performers around baseball. With the deadline at 4, we want to ask you what the Nationals should do. And we can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines for you. 800-636-1067 to call in right now. 800-636-1067. The Nats are running away with the NL East. A, they are really good. B, the rest of the division is really bad.
Yep.
No one else is within 4 games of .500. So they're 13 games up on the rest of the pack. They are going to win the East. There is no competition. We know that. They've been winning the division more often than not for 5 years. They get to the playoffs and have 3 times in the last 5 seasons been eliminated in round one. How do they get to the LCS in the National League? How do they get to a World Series? They got to add reinforcements. So here's kind of the state of the Nats union really quickly. They've already made a couple of trades. Their bullpen has been upgraded with the acquisitions of Sean Doolittle and Ryan Madsen from the Oakland Athletics. Madsen's pitched exceptionally. Doolittle has been very solid and has basically taken over as their closer. Those guys, along with Eddie Romero, a improved Joe Blanton, Matt Albers, Oliver Perez, have steadied what was a very rocky bullpen. And so the bullpen has now been much better. You could still add help.
Yes.
They got Sean Kelly coming back, who I talked to in the clubhouse a few days ago. He was ready to go on a rehab assignment at that time. He should be pitching in the big leagues again in the next few days. Maybe they could, quote-unquote, view him as their next trade acquisition.
They love that kind of thinking. GMs love that, where they go, we view it as a trade for nothing.
They don't have to give anything up.
Yeah. So Sammy Solis, by the way, is another name. That was somebody they were counting on for a big season this year, an increased role for him. Injuries have derailed that. He got sent down. His first appearance back looked like the Solis they thought they were getting,
yeah,
a power
good
lefty. He can be good. So the overall numbers are vomit-inducing. The ERA of 13, the 14 hits in 8 innings and a bunch of walks, and not very much that's good there. He, down the stretch, throw the numbers out. If he's good, that's an asset. Same with Sean Kelly.
I was sent to Philly by Mike Rizzo Friday to scout Howie Kendrick. That's why I was in Philadelphia.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome. And I liked what I saw, so the deal was made. And
loved
Friday
that
night,
move.
Howie
loved
Kendrick
it
coming back to the Nats. Me too. I thought this was a great trade. This guy can flat out hit. He can get on base. He is a prototypical top of the order bat, which I love. I mean, they can't have enough of those guys. Kendrick's probably going to be a bench bat when Jason Wirth comes back,
mm-hmm,
and Michael Taylor's starting in center. He upgrades your bench because they released Chris Heisey, who, by the way, hit second in the lineup less than a week before he was released by the team.
Never forget.
Which is hilarious. But Adam Lind is getting some run in left. He's not going to be a good defender in left field. He's actually going to be bad. But you just need to get his bat into the lineup.
Yeah,
I saw
again
last night with his home run. Somehow, some way, at-bats immediately, please. If they were in the American League, he'd DH every single night.
For me, 100%. That guy can hit. And there's no, we don't have to say it in a fancy way. We don't have to mix and match and figure out different ways to do it. And go, well, if you look at that, dude can hit. And I would make a lot of sacrifices to put him in my lineup.
Brian Goodwin's rolling in the outfield. He's playing very well in center, and he's hitting for some power. Sub-250 average, but he's got thump 11 bolts. Wilmer Defoe is raking at shortstop.
He's swinging
right
it well.
I mean, after a couple of months in the big leagues off and on this year where he was barely hitting .200, he's got hits in, I think, 18 of his last 19 starts and hitting over .375 in that time.
A little bit of power surge lately, too. The opposite field homer against Arizona. He hit one left-handed, hit one right-handed on his homestand. Very impressive, man. The kid looks like he belongs. He's come a long way in these couple months.
He absolutely has. Last night, he and Goodwin hit in the bottom of the order where I've kind of wanted them all along. Goodwin homered. He had an extra base hit. I think he added a triple out of the 8th spot in the order in front of the pitcher. Those two guys, though, have made it with the addition of Kendrick that probably the Nationals now have the best bench they'll ever have going into a playoffs in terms of this last 5 years, where Lobaton is your backup, who started in the playoffs last year. Severino, by the way, who played in the playoffs last year, is one of three catchers in the big leagues behind Wieters right now. Then you're going to have Goodwin on the bench when Taylor's in center. You're going to have Defoe on the bench when Trey Turner's back at short, and Kendrick back on the bench when Jason Worth's in left. And if one of those guys doesn't come back, you feel good enough about some of the names I'm talking about, say it's the shortstop position where you need Trey Turner. But if you don't have Taylor in center or Worth in left for whatever reason, if these injuries keep lingering, you could probably get by with Goodwin in center or Kendrick in left in a playoff series. The question then becomes the rotation. Scherzer is going to win the Cy Young Award for the second time in two seasons.
He's got a great chance at it.
Gio Gonzalez has one of the five best DRAs in baseball. Tanner Roark has pitched really well in two out of three starts since he came back from the All-Star break, but is having a down year. Edwin Jackson, as well as he's pitched two out of the three times he's thrown, is not a guy you want making starts in the playoffs. Joe Ross lost for the season. Steven Strasburg on the DL expected back in the next few weeks. Do you have enough starting pitching to win a playoff series against a Dodgers team that can come at you with, when he's healthy, Clayton Kershaw, Rich Hill, and Alex Wood, who's having a remarkable year? Do you have enough pitching in the playoffs to deal with an Arizona rotation with a guy like Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray, who was an all-star, and Zach Godley, who shut you down in Arizona last time you dealt with them? The Rockies can't really pitch that well, one of the wildcard playing teams. But the other division leaders in the National League, the Cubs.
Cubs, and they just got better.
Got better. They've added Quintana. They keep making deals, by the way. But they've got Jake Arrieta. They've got John Lester. I mean, so that's really the question we want you to answer at 800-636-1067. A couple of things. Number one, and we can give you our answers as well, are the Nats built well enough right now to make a World Series run, or do they need to add reinforcements? Number two, if they're going to make one big trade before today's 4 p.m. deadline where they bring in a key piece, do you want it to be a bat, a bullpen arm, or a starting pitcher? 800-636-1067. What do you want the Nats to do?
Starting pitcher is my answer. Now, they're going to view the returns of Jason Worth, Trey Turner, and Michael A. Taylor as kind of their big post-deadline acquisitions.
Don't forget Steven Drew on the DL right now, too.
That's true. They firmly believe that those guys are going to be back and ready. The confidence there is a little bit curious to me. I scratch my head over it. But Jason Worth, again, been day-to-day for months now. And he was supposed to be back the first week after the All-Star break. Now we're talking about mid-August. I don't know.
And by the way, people forget, and by people, sometimes that's team people, that's executives. You don't just come back, and as soon as you get plugged back in, you're the A version of yourself. Sometimes you're going through 2, 3, 4 weeks of just getting back up to speed where you're the C or D version of yourself. So if you have Michael Taylor come back into the lineup, he's a better player than Brian Goodwin. But maybe right away, he's going through spring training again. Jason Worth in left field, similarly.
He's only played 47 games. I would have said way more than that, but I'm looking back at it now. We've been without him twice as long as we were with him. Talking about Jason Worth and the Nationals,
crazy.
Most guys are in the 90s of their everyday regulars. Even Ryan Zimmerman, who gets every third game off basically, is in the mid 90s in terms of games played. Jason Worth, 47 games this year. So counting on him.
Why isn't there more being done to talk about whatever's going on with him? By the way, I feel like the Nats just keep saying, "Oh, everything's okay," and everyone's like, "Cool," and they just run in separate directions to go do whatever they're going
to
do.
And we're all just excited to tell you that everything's fine. To me, it's not fine. This to me is what the hell is going on at this point. Remember last week we found out, oh yeah, and by the way, there was a break in the toe. But that's not the more significant thing. It's the bruise. Wait a minute, a bruise has kept us out for 3 months? Just concerned over here. Let me know when I should not be. So for me, I look at what you just alluded to. I love Gio Gonzalez, one of my favorite guys, not only on the Nationals, but just overall, a cool dude that I root for. I will root for wherever he is. I pull for that guy. Awesome dude. Scared, though, of having him be my third starter in the postseason. Tanner Roark, hopefully, if he gets hot kind of down the stretch and does what he's done two of the last three times on the bump, I'll feel a little bit better about it as him as my third starter come postseason time. The problem is the Steven Strasburg injury. I heard the bullpen went great. He came out of it feeling fine. I've done this dance before. I am extremely nervous about that. Now, normally I would have said, just go get another bullpen arm, and I'd rather have nothing but assets on the back end, which then translate to assets in middle relief, because that's what matchups are now in the postseason. Your starter goes five innings, non-Max Scherzer division. We'll play matchups the rest of the way and try to win a game at a time and figure out tomorrow. That's what the postseason has kind of turned into, is a battle of the bullpens. So normally I would just say, let's go get a bullpen arm. Well, the asking prices are getting higher and higher. The guy that I wanted the Nationals to get, Justin Wilson, is now a Cub. There aren't that many options available that are going to be reasonable. I think while everybody is busy on the Sonny Gray, Yu Darvish train, I'm thinking someone like Lance Lynn could kind of slide under the radar. A dependable, not only a guy, now we know him in D.C. because he gave up the home run that Jason Worth hit. But overall, what you're talking about is a guy that is a starter that could convert to a long reliever in postseason times, get you through a couple of those middle innings. That's the kind of target I'm looking at. So it's a starting pitcher.
I'd love a starting pitcher as well, and I think that's the answer. I'll make the case next, though, for why they need one more reliever. And I've got, I think, a pretty good case to make on that front. We will also take your calls, 800-636-1067. Call us now, Nats fans. Today is the trade deadline. What do you want to see the team do? Or would you be okay with them standing pat? Because you think with the Howie Kendrick addition, Doolittle, Madsen, what they've already accomplished, bringing in three players to help the playoff run, they're going to be good enough. This is The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.